Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Friends, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, October 16th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Tony Morrell is going to join us at 8:05. I'm going to review the Gamecocks' loss to A&M. And a little open date this week. Kind of see what's going on with the recruiting in there. In their open date. See where they are, basically, at the halfway point for the Gamecocks. We've been doing all three of our power rankings on Wednesday. I thought it took up too much of the show, so we're going to do national power rankings today, SEC on Wednesday, ACC on Thursday. Tomorrow's show, by the way, we'll get with James Henderson of PacPride.com previewing the NC State game from their standpoint. Looking forward to that. A lot to talk about today. We'll get into the Major League Baseball playoffs. We had last night the Brewers going out to L.A., and winning 4-0. Brewers pitching staff that included five pitchers last night held the Dodgers to just four hits, and Milwaukee scored one in the first, one in the sixth, two in the seventh inning, home run by Arcia, and the Brewers take a 2-1 lead in that series. Leads us to today, and we have two games today. Game three in the ALCS, 5:09 tonight on TBS. Pretty good pitching matchup. Eovaldi, who's reinvented his career with a new pitch, against Dallas Keuchel. And at 9:09 tonight, game four. By the way, that series knotted at 1. 9:09 tonight, Fox Sports 1, Brewers and Dodgers. Dodgers trying to even that series. Gonzalez versus Rich Hill tonight in that one. NFL last night, we had Monday night football. Yeah, I said Monday. Monday night football. And it was the Packers beating the 49ers up in Lambeau Field. Not the frozen tundra as of yet, but a walk-off field goal last night. We had a walk-off field goal on Sunday night, walk-off field goal on Monday night. Actually, the 49ers had a lead up until the two-minute warning. And two great drives, actually, by the Packers netted a win for them. By winning, the Packers improved to 3-2-1. The 49ers fell to 1-5 last night. Got some odds in college football to get to today. Some Tua news about his injury to get to today. Boy, it doesn't look good in the trial, in the basketball corruption trial. Bill Self is the latest guy that looked really bad. In that one, it's not a good look for him. Specifically, about a couple of players, specifically direct text messages going back and forth with one of those Adidas reps. And I'll give you some of the quotes coming out of that. Doesn't look good. Locally, we find out here that Clemson and Florida State, Nooner, I like that. Now, if you're going to go on the road, and Florida State's not going to be an intimidating place to play this year, we don't think. We don't think they're going to get their ducks in a row in another week. But I think that students stay away a little bit. You know, noon's a good time to play a road game. But Nooner usually comes and plays night road games. But Nooner down in Florida State, either ABC or ESPN with that one. South Carolina plays on their home network again. Off this week, next week, Tennessee, SEC network. Do they play any games that aren't on the SEC network? So far, it's been, am I right by saying that? Every single game's been SEC network? We have to look this up and see. But Gamecocks at 7:30 against Tennessee. That's good. I want to stay in Valdosta on Friday and Saturday night, so we'll get up early, go to the game there, drive down Friday, go to the game there, and then come back. We'll make it to the hotel, I think. It's an hour and a half with traffic 2 hours. Yeah, we've been back in time for the night games. So we are certainly looking forward to that. I have a little trivia for Mr. Orr 24 coming up. Also talk some FPI. Looking forward to that as well. So as you can tell, a very busy show, but the single most important part of it is the producer and the engineer and the host of segment two coming up in the next segment. Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan. And I don't think we have any kind of Eskimo situation today. Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Let me be clear. We've never had an Eskimo situation before.
Sometimes the same hats. Sometimes the same shirt. Started out the same watch. I didn't even wear my watch today.
I almost put it on this morning, but I was like, man. I don't want to do that this morning.
I'm thinking about changing bands because then I really want to be a truly Eskimo buddy.
The other band is more comfortable. The one I wear is more comfortable to me. I don't like the dive band's great, the rubber, but I just don't like the feel of it too much. Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. I'm having great. A good morning so far.
Good. Good.
How are you?
Blessed. Like, just couldn't be better. Just looking at it. Hey, by the way, Georgia was on CBS. Every other South Carolina game, she's been on SEC Network.
Yikes.
SEC. I need to see what their ratings look like through all that. With the SEC rating, you know, who's watching South Carolina. Did you see, I want to get to you here in a second. Did you see the talk about, or we talked about this yesterday, about the TV ratings in Ohio State compared to Clemson? We talked about it on the air?
We did talk about it on the air, how Ohio State dominates the rankings, how they pulled, 9 million for the Penn State-Ohio State game?
Penn State-Ohio State is 9 million. TCU is 7.1 million. And Clemson's too big so far. At A&M, surprisingly, the Syracuse game, I told you that noon game rates pretty well.
But that noon game against Syracuse outdrew the noon game Ohio State had that weekend, so...
Yeah.
How's that taste, Ohio?
Oh, take that, Ohio. That was 4.4 million. But anyway, little surprised by that. But anyway, so how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing just fine.
Great.
I told you when we walked in this morning, we are very close to having venison for breakfast. Almost every morning now.
You drove to the petting zoo.
See, it's getting a little colder, right? The deer are moving a little bit more.
No doubt.
And I'm going to start carrying my buck knife and coming in with it in the morning in case we got to do a quick little skin, gut, and quarter. And we'll do what we can.
Skin, gut, and quarter. Is anything?
Skin and quarter.
Snipe, skelly, selly.
Dangle, snipe, selly?
Yeah.
No. Nothing like that. That is, it's much more involved.
Oh. Do you want the good news or the bad news?
Good news.
Good news.
No, bad news.
Bad news is it's going to rain on Saturday. 90% chance of rain on Saturday. You want the good news?
Okay.
It looks like the rain will be in before kickoff.
Oh, you got to love it.
Yeah, I kind of teased you there a little bit. Now, it's early, but it's looking like it's going to get on out of here.
Listen, they usually water the field before the game anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
So you're just saving on water costs, yeah, essentially.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. Anyway, everything good in your life?
Everything's just dandy in my life.
What'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday, we did this little show in the morning.
Yeah.
And we went home. I did not sleep well, not last night, but the night prior.
So you get your little nap.
So there. I took the nap to end all naps yesterday. But then we were up and we were at them. We were productive and did tire calls last night. We had Miss Kathleen Sweeney on the show.
How'd that go?
She is probably I've met her once. And in that one time,
she's the nicest person ever.
She's just so nice.
I've never met anybody any nicer. And I tell you right now, my wife has a friend who's this way as well. And the thought is sometimes, when you first meet her, like my wife, when first met this other lady, she's like, there's no way she can be that nice. But then she got to know her. She's like, you know what? Like, that's real. Like, people who know Kathleen, they first meet her, is like, there's no way she can actually be this nice. This has got to be some sort of fake deal. People can't be. The cynic in us said there's nobody could be this nice. And then you get to hang around Kathleen a little bit and you go, you know what? She's that nice. The
first time I met her was at 7-Eleven. One of her sons in there getting something, like some Gatorade or something.
Yeah.
And we're parked on the side there, and I'm waiting for Kristen to come out. And she's in her car, and she's on in the corner. So they're the parking spot, and then to her right immediately is a little median, essentially. And her son gets back in, and she goes to pull out. She's all over the median. I mean, she's the car's at a 45-degree angle almost as she's pulling out.
She's like Snap Hook's wife.
And it's so funny because she rolled down the window and goes, sorry, y'all. Have a good day. And just drives off. It was so funny. But yeah, she's a great woman. She talked last night, of course, about their Tiger for Tatas thing and the mobile mammography buses that they're investing in and in the area and the foundation and, you know, the text line that's going to be open for them that you guys can just, you know, text and donate to the cause. And it was a good show there. They work very well together on air, her and her husband, of course. And then there was Don was there as well.
Yeah, Don. Good job, Don.
Way to go, Don.
Get two of the greatest people in the Clemson history. Hey, yeah, Don. Good job. I feel sorry for him on that one. I had a little run in with a famous person yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who'd you see yesterday?
CJ Spiller.
Oh, how was old 2-8?
He was good. He was in line at the grocery store.
Was he fine? You can tell a lot about a people.
Yeah.
With what they buy at the grocery store.
Yeah. I didn't talk to him. I was like,
what do you mean you didn't talk to him?
I felt like, if you see the Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live with S. Paul McCartney, and that skit, he goes, remember like you sang the song Let It Be? Because he goes, that was cool. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I said, that was awesome. That's what I felt like. That's like, CJ Spiller, man. That's him. I don't like messing with celebrities in public because I know how it affects you. I've seen, you know, people coming to you all the time. You can't even go to the grocery store. You can't go to the movies. And I was like, I can't do this to him. So I didn't say anything to him. But
that is.
He says, you look at go, oh, my God, it's CJ Spiller.
That is just not true.
Very cool. Anyway, so that was one thing. I did something last night you've never done before. I don't think you've done before. You've had some opportunities, man.
What do you got?
Put together a stroller.
Put it's together kind of exciting, a man.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting.
No, I don't think I've ever put together a stroller.
Yeah, to be honest with you, man, it's kind of cool. Looking forward to it. Those things are so, the interlocking systems between the car seats and you just transfer this thing over and how everything's universal now. Pretty cool stuff, man.
You got the Mac Daddy of strollers over there?
I mean, pretty much the old Maserati of strollers.
Have you seen the Office episode where they get Jan a stroller for the baby and Dwight tests it out, running it over with his car, throwing it off stuff.
I wouldn't want my car to hit this one. That's how good it is. So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, man.
How big's the little fella today?
He's actually, you know what? I got a week ahead a while ago. He's actually 22 weeks today.
Oh.
So we got a big ultrasound today, too.
Oh.
The big one.
What time is that?
3:00.
I'm very excited I know it's going to be good news. I'm not even worried about it.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. It's going to be cool. Anything else going on in your world? What's going on in segment two today?
We're going to talk a little bit about some quotes and Clemson offense and slow starts or fast starts, whatever you want to look at it, and kind of dissect and dive into that and see what they had to say after the off week, after the bye week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I got some, heard a lot of really good, interesting talk from Clemson yesterday. The open date just like really got my appetite again, you know? I was really, really, really looking forward to this weekend, more than any time as of late. So can't wait for that. It's going to be great. Probably the biggest game of the year so far, or was the A&M game bigger than this?
A&M game.
Well, this team's ranked undefeated.
Sure. But it was, you know, it's game day. It was at mighty SEC A&M.
It was 100,000 people too.
Yeah.
Did you see where Clemson?
It's Texas.
Clemson gave Furman its first loss, obviously opening season. Gave A&M its first loss. I think gave Georgia Southern's first loss. I know gave Georgia Tech its first loss. Gave Syracuse's first loss. Wake Forest had lost before. They're gonna give. This will be the sixth time in seven games they're gonna give. In state, their first loss.
This could be that scenario.
The last chance to do it, too, to get somebody their first loss. Until you play Alabama or Notre Dame or Ohio State or Central Florida or Cincinnati or... Oh, by the way, I got to tell you this right quick. You're going to like my power rankings today? We had a national power rankings in the third segment.
How many are tied for 12?
Well, you're going to like them, but you're going to be slightly disappointed in something else. But I only ranked 12 teams.
How... Hey, very happy to hear that.
I don't want to get too much credit because I'm going to do something else that you're not going to like.
How high do you have UCF in this ranking?
You want to know now? Too high.
I have way too high, too. I think I'm pushing my chips into the middle of the table with UCF.
I mean, all they do is win football games.
That's what I'm saying. They haven't lost in over a year.
They beat Pittsburgh worse than Notre Dame beat Pittsburgh.
I think I'm pushing my chips all the way in with UCF.
Eighth. Sixth? Oh, my goodness. You got them ahead of Texas and Michigan and Oklahoma and Georgia and Florida. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oklahoma is not in my top 12.
Oh, you got to be in top 12. Nope. No, they lost.
But we'll do that in third segment. We'll do that
three to a top 10 team.
They out.
All right. Let's take a break. Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Chick-fil-A of Seneca. ILoveChickfilA.com. Start your mornings off right with Chick-fil-A. We're going to be there on Friday, folks. We'll have our Tigers for Tatas bands. By the way, if you can't make it to Tigers for Tatas, then I need you to, and if you still want that, if you can't make it over here to any of our remotes, we got a bunch of remotes coming up all week long. If you can't make it to any of those, you can go to our website, check everything out there, order online there, make your donation there. And remember, Party One is matching everything, too. So every dollar you give, that's basically $2. Really cool stuff. Get that great-looking Tigers for Tatas band. Support Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation. Do that this Friday at Chick-fil-A. We'll be there from 6 until 9 a.m. And for homecoming. If you're coming home, have a little family reunion this weekend up in Death Valley, stop by Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Friday, 6 to 9.
Did you have a homecoming dance in high school?
I think we did.
Did you go?
No.
When did you go?
No, I didn't participate.
You're not a dancer?
No, it's too cool. Well, no, I can't dance.
You're too cool.
Well, I can't dance either.
Hate to hear that.
Yeah. Plus, I was a shy, you know, shy guy.
Shy guy.
Yeah, I was an introvert. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Love to hear from Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. Segment 2 with Zach right after this. Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Hey, this is Mark Griffin. Many of you know me from Griffin Property Solutions. After 5 years, I'm proud to announce that Griffin has partnered with Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. The business landscape is constantly evolving, and so are the dynamics of commercial real estate. We offer local knowledge combined with a state-of-the-art global commercial network, leaving no stone unturned. We call it local reach on a global scale. Call us at 315-3734 or visit us at griffinpartnerssc.com. Go Tigers!
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Relax, we're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Fall is finally here, and that means college football, hunting, and traveling to the mountains is in full swing. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Take a look at the Yokohama Geolander Series or the Ascend Series and save money. October 1st through 31st, you can receive up to a $100 mail-in rebate after proof of purchase. Wow, what a deal. So don't delay. Give Steve's Tire and Easley a call at 859-1361. Online at stscnow.com.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing. It's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done. Day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock are the shores of Lake Jocassee, are the woods for camping. Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Walt Diptula here. Join me live on location at Onward Reserve in downtown Clemson this Friday from 3 to 7. Come check out why Onward Reserve is your newest destination for men's clothing, gifts, and accessories. Onward Reserve is here to help you look and feel your best. Live authentically, shop Onward Reserve, and experience the difference. And that's Road Rage live this Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. at 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson. Come grab a slice of pizza and hang out with Walt and Ramona. We'll see you there.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
One of the most interesting people I've had the pleasure of spending some time with here this year is Dr. Ish Patel and my friends over at Crute LED. And one of the things I learned, I didn't know this, one of the things I learned is just how important it is to have the LED lights in your signs. Now, I normally go the back way here, Mr. Or 24. And I see you, we kind of come the same way there, so I don't see a whole lot of lighted, you know, I have two stoplights between here and work, and really not a whole lot of retail. When I go to Chick-fil-A, I go the other way, and so I go down, you know, Clemson Boulevard over there, or Tiger Boulevard, and you see all the retail there. There is a sign, and I don't want to call them out, it's in the hotel here in town. They need some LED lights in there. You can barely see their sign. Half of it's not lit up, whatever. And I just want to go walk in there and go, hey, man, Crute LED. K-R-U-T LED. Sales at CruteLED.com. 401-8156, 401-8156. If you own a business and if your sign, first of all, it's going to be cheaper. It's going to last longer. And it's going to look so much better. CruteLED.com, CruteLED.com, 401-8156, 401-8156. I don't want to walk in and tell that business owner to take care of that for us.
You let them know.
Before I get to segment two, I do have one slight little trivia for you.
Okay.
Bear on ESPN's.
Chris Falica.
Yeah. Who's a Yankees fan, by the way.
Yeah.
Said there are now, because since they're going to Washington State this week, there are now 11 schools that have not hosted game day yet.
Yep.
For a crisp, brand new $100 bill. Name the 11.
Rutgers.
Yes.
Duke.
Yes.
They haven't been. It's all.
All power five. These are power five. Yeah.
All power five. Rutgers, Duke. Let's say. God, Power 5? Who have they not been to? I'm not going to be able to get 11. Not even going to get close.
I'm going to give you some hints.
Okay.
Three more ACC schools.
ACC schools?
Mm-hmm.
Georgia Tech?
No, it's been in Georgia Tech. You lost.
Who are they?
Virginia.
Oh, Virginia.
Wake Forest.
Okay.
Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois. Kansas.
Didn't he list those in order?
What do you mean order?
Like, wasn't it like most likely?
Oh, I don't know.
I think I saw that tweet.
I don't know. It was a tweet, so you couldn't get that, man. I tried to. Anyway, segment two, Mr. Zachor.
Segment two. Obviously, Clemson's coming off the bye week. They had their little press conference yesterday. They had little quotes from each of the players and coaches, and it was a lot of stuff to dissect and get involved with. And one of them that kind of stuck out to me, Mickey, was Tony Elliott, obviously Clemson's co-offensive coordinator. He was asked about the slow start for the Clemson offense. And in fairness, they lead the country in a boatload of offensive statistical categories, and you know, fourth in the nation rushing right now behind three option teams. So they're doing fine as a total offense, but the slow starts are there nonetheless. And he wish he knew the answer to that. Of course, to start the season, they turned it over on downs against Furman, punted on the first possession against A&M, and followed that with an interception, fumble and a punt against Georgia Southern. Punting on the first two possessions against Georgia Tech, a fumble and a punt against Syracuse, and two punts and a fumble at Wake Forest. Mickey.
Yes.
Is this something to be concerned about? Is this something that is going to just work itself out over time? Is it just an anomaly? Because obviously this offense is very good. We saw last week they beat a team by 60 points. Do we need to be concerned about this? Is there something to be concerned with Elliott saying, I wish I knew the answer to that? And, you know, the crazy thing is they've had the best weeks of practice, but they haven't really translated to the start of games. Is this all overblown, or where do we stand on these slow starts for the Clemson offense?
How long is the game?
Four quarters.
Right.
Yeah.
15 minutes each.
I believe so.
60 minutes total?
Yep.
For the whole game?
Yeah.
They are 14th in the country at 42.2 points a game. They're eighth in the country in total offense at 531. They're fourth in the country in rushing at 280. They had the greatest scoring offense in school history with 42.2 points a game. The greatest total offensive yards, 531 a game in school history. Second most rushing yards in school history per game right now at 280. One way to look at it for you half empty years out there, Mr. Or24 like you. Oh, we're getting off to slow starts. One way to look at it is, I'd say this. Boy, the staff makes great adjustments. Look what after the first couple of series, they get shut down. Then look what they do offensively. So that's one way of looking at it. Now, would you want to score every single series? Sure. But to me, this is pretty simple. And he mentioned this kind of without mentioning this. I know exactly what's happened. Travis Etienne is having a great year, one of the best years in Clemson running back history, right?
Yeah.
Twice in open series, he just dropped passes that had big plays right in front of him. He just dropped the ball.
Put you in second and long.
Put you second long, and the series might be over then. And he had a couple fumbles in there. Trevor fumbled one time. Adam Choice fumbled in there one time, I think. Look, stop fumbling. Stop dropping the ball. Simple as that. They're running the same plays. It's not like they're, you know, game plans are just these sucky game plans. Maybe the other team's pretty fired up to play pretty early, maybe, you know. You're playing a top-five team in here. But why not talk about the adjustments the guys made?
We're talking about two punts and a fumble in the first three possessions at Wake Forest, and they ended up winning that game by 60.
They scored touchdowns on 9 of their last 14 drives. Now, that's a stat, man.
Now, Mickey, are they going to murder somebody if they get off to a fast start one of these games?
No, because they'll call the dogs off at the end. You know, Clemson scored a bunch. They're even late. Wake Forest is not very good on defense, but they scored late in that game. So that's all the difference. Here's a Clemson fan you got. If you score early and call the dogs off late, we don't have the killer instinct, man. What's wrong with killer instinct? If you don't score early and you score 9 touchdowns last 14 drives, you go, we can't off the slow starts, man. What's wrong with our offense?
I understand, you know, calling the dogs off against a Furman or a Georgia Southern. I, for the life of me, don't get, quote-unquote, calling the dogs off against a conference opponent or an out-of-conference Power 5 opponent. It's not Clemson's job to stop Clemson. I don't get it.
Well,
go out there and get these guys, get the confidence through the roof.
They
go play the game.
They don't exactly call the dogs off. They play a lot of players.
They play a ton of players.
Right.
And they're still going to throw the ball at the end of the game, as you saw against Wake Forest with the touchdown pass to Overton with little time to go.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Here's, I mentioned this 100 times now, but one of the things I love about this idea is that you not only are fresher at the end of the season, is not only do you get guys great experience in key situations, but the second part of it is that next year when you say, well, they're losing 7 starters. Well, okay, that's fine. Look at all the guys that they bring back that had experience. And that's how you can go win 11 games or 10 or more games in 8 straight years. This would be the 8th straight year they won double-digit games. So, if we're going to nitpick and find things, here's what's going to happen, okay?
Sure.
Because, again, we 5 of our first 10 techs on a 63-3 game came back negative. People right now complain about the passing game. Clemson's offense is running for 280 yards a game, 280 yards a game, second best in school history, and fourth best in the country right now, and they're behind the option teams, like you said. And people are saying, we're throwing a passing game, man. I got a whole text on one day last week. It's like, is it the protection? Is it Lawrence not throwing the ball? Receivers not getting open? What's wrong with the passing game, man? As soon as they – remember earlier in the year when they were – or it, last year, they ran it the whole time, and people's like, we're not wide receiver you, man. We don't throw the ball enough, man. Got to get Trevor Lawrence in there, man. It's like, what do you want to do? I know what a fan wants to do. They want to have 99-yard touchdown plays every play.
Of course.
But they want to run it and pass it on the same play.
Of course.
If it's a bubble screen that goes for 99, I don't like the bubble screens, man.
Turn the page in the playbook.
If you throw it deep, it's like, we're too explosive on the plays. We don't have a good solid. We're not efficient enough on offense, man. You like my dumb voice? I mean.
Texas makes a good point. Why do Clemson fans sound like Mickey Mouse in Mickey's head?
That's not Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that was a little bit deeper, but the earlier version was Mickey Mouse.
Hey, man. Hey, man. I'm trying to find one of the guys that hang out with Hank Hill.
Ah.
One of those guys, man. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, there are guys out there that could have a supermodel redhead and they want a brunette. You got a supermodel brunette, you want a blonde. Goodness gracious, man. Just be happy with what you got. They finally got a running game. They're scoring. There's no team in Clemson history that's averaged more points than this team. There's no team in Clemson history that averaged more yards than this team.
Through this point in the season. Yes.
So let's just enjoy that part of it.
So to bring this back then.
Yeah.
To reel it in just a tad.
Yeah.
This is not something to be concerned about, obviously.
This is the fact that Tony Elliott makes great adjustments during the game.
Sure.
And you do know this. You're smart because I've heard you mention this before. They show certain plays early to see how you will play against that.
Yep.
And then go off with it.
Absolutely.
So I definitely love that idea, right?
I don't hate that idea.
Right. So that's pretty good. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Are you concerned about it?
Am I concerned about it? No, yeah. I'm not concerned about it. I've noticed the trend, and obviously it's impossible to ignore what has happened over the first 6 games. Every single game they started slow. But you look at last week, and you see the fact that they put up a gigantic number. It's encouraging to see that they can put up that kind of offense. And like I said when I asked you before, I think if they're going to start scoring early and getting off to quicker starts, they're going to murder somebody. They're going to blow them out at halftime. It's not even going to be particularly close. It's going to be, to make this comparison again, it's going to be a Bama-type game where they are out of the game at halftime and you're playing second and third stringers the majority of the second half.
Tony Elliott's 47-4 is the offensive coordinator at Clemson. I think they're going
to
be okay.
Oh, I'm not questioning him at all. I'm just curious as to okay. His quotes and the slow start so far this year.
Yeah. I enjoy the segment, too.
Cheers.
I thought it was a pretty good segment, man.
It was a pretty good segment, man. A lot of car coming out of the third quarter there.
My wife does this, like when she... there's a couple people in my family, her family, whatever, that we make fun of, whatever. And so if it's a woman, she has a certain voice. If it's a man, a dumb man, she makes a certain voice. So, and we all fit the same voice.
Of course.
So anyway, Pretty good stuff. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. I enjoy segment two, buddy. Nice job as usual. Hey, Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. They want to let you know that if you want a good rate, man, now they'll come take care of you. And they, I for the life of me, after doing these last two mortgages and then seeing what I was up against and seeing what my credit score was, I have a great credit score, by the way, and seeing my debt ratio and
brag right there.
Well, I mean, you know, I just try to pay my bills.
It's a great credit score.
Hey, seriously, credit scores aren't hard. Here's what you do. You pay your bills. It's not that hard, man. Just don't overextend yourself and just when you have a bill, just pay it. Anyway, so I couldn't imagine like going into something and talking on the phone to somebody or filling all these things on the internet. There's a lot of things I like doing on the internet that just make it easier, like reservations on stuff, and I don't want to talk to a person. But when it comes to a decision like this, I want to know the person I'm doing business with and knows they're there, and I can sit down with them and talk to them. And that's what they're here. Locally, everywhere, anywhere you can hear my voice right now, there's a Prime Lending branch close to you. PrimeLendingSC.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. Mark Hawkins is great, folks. There's all kinds of resources there. PrimeLendingSC.com. Three phone calls. Power rankings, national power rankings. We have a ton of things to do. Tony Morell at 805. We'd love to hear from you. 654-ROAR. Short break. More right after this.
Bojangles Pork Chop Griller Biscuit is back. A savory pork chop with a little zip and a whole lot of flavor. Try our Pork Chop Griller Biscuit for just $1.99. Only available for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Smith, Jordan, and Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Tune in Thursdays as Murdoch Superstores welcomes our weekly conversation with Daniel Shirley of the Athletic Atlanta. He'll bring us updates on the Bulldogs, the Yellow Jackets, and the Falcons. Thursdays with Daniel Shirley of the Athletic Atlanta. Brought to you by Murdoch Superstores in Livonia.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to say we are just as ready as you are for football season. Get game day ready with our full menu at the restaurant, or take some Tom's Barbecue to go to contribute to your tailgate experience. Nothing says game day like great food. Call ahead by Thursday and we will have you all set for the weekend. All you have to do is call 864-288-2652. We look forward to getting your tailgate queued up. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garnington in Greenville.
Crescent Builders and Easley makes it easy. Rent to own as low as $46 a month and $86 down. No credit check. Metal, wood, and vinyl building. Financing for carports and storage buildings. Zero money down if approved. Rent to own on carports as well. We can build to suit your needs. A 6x8 up to a 14x50. All come with great warranty. Check us out on Facebook or online at CrescentBuildersOfEasley.com or call 367-3453.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I know you moved on to someone new. Whole life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just want to say thank you. Leaving to find
my soul. That might be the worst bumper music we play right there. Thank you very much.
Lakeside Lodge, Clemson, brand new condo resort. It's under construction right now and development right now. The Lakeside Lodge guys are going to be with us on Thursday. Stop by quickly to see us. Looking forward to that. They're off of Highway 123 right across from Clemson University right there on the lake. You're going to love it. Let me tell you a little bit about the three different sizes. They have a studio. They have a two-bedroom, and they have a three-bedroom condos, and you're going to love this. You're going to love the fact you get the resort type feel with the food service and the pool and the hot tub and the walking pass and the fire pits and the meeting spaces and the fitness facilities and all this kind of stuff. The small scale football field, families enjoy tailgating, and you're gonna love all that as well. The hotel services, all the housekeeping and maintenance right there. That's really cool. What a great deal. It's Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. I got to tell you, since urgency is very important for this, find out more. Call Taj Boyd and the great folks at Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Check them out online, lakesidelodgeclemson.com. I want to do power rankings, but I got three holding, and I want to get to all three right now. If we can, 654 Roar. Chris is in Powdersville. Chris, thanks for hanging on so long through the break and everything. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. Good. I just want to comment on the running game that y'all were talking about in the previous segment. I think it's invaluable for good teams to have a good run game. You go back to Clemson's national championship season, of course, people think about Deshaun, but, you know, Gallman was just absolutely crucial to their success. You go back to that Ohio State playoff game, and Gallman turned it on in the second half and just helped them control the game. If you have a good running game, you can control the game. And I think one thing Clemson has this year that people may not think about is their wide receivers are blocking like that team did that year. You go back to that year, and I think 2015 also, Sharon Peak was just laying DBs out left and right.
Sharon Peak was awesome then. I think that this unit as a whole blocks a little bit better. Ross is as good a blocker as I've ever seen at wide receiver here at Clemson, and T. Higgins does a great job. I think Amari and Renfro do a pretty good job out there too, but I agree with that. And let me give you this one stat. In that national championship year, Clemson averaged 170 yards a game on the ground. This year, Clemson's averaging 280 yards a game on the ground. I mean, 110 more. So,
yeah, I mean, the successful teams can run the ball because it helps the entire team. It helps the offense control the ball, and it helps the defense get rest. And when you got these guys rushing the way they do, rushing the pass the way they do, the rest is needed. No and, Mickey, doubt. I wanted to ask you one thing, and I'll take it off the air. I know last year everybody was talking about 10 years of Dabo. I was just wondering, in that early part of his success, 11, 12, 13, even 10, do Do you remember anybody trying to pull Dabo away from Clemson, or Dabo maybe thinking of going elsewhere? And I'll take that off the air.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the phone call. No, when he was an assistant coach here, South Alabama came after him. Charlotte asked to speak to a couple of Clemson assistants when they first started their program. But those are the smaller schools as far as what Dabo. I don't think he was involved with Charlotte at all, but that was South Alabama, I know, was one. I think they hired Joey Jones instead. But no, not that I remember that way. And glad it worked out the way it did. No doubt about that. Our friend Delvin is in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. Good morning, Delvin. Hope you're doing well this morning.
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
Blessed. Hope you are too, man. Very blessed.
What do you think about Dave Doran coming to the press conference? He asked about, are you shocked that game day is not here? He said, nah. He said, we can play this game on AM radio. I'll be fine with that. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I like the quote. That's one of the wittier things he said. Yeah. You know, these coaches don't care. To be honest with you, if you asked every coach in the country, not everyone, most of them would say, let's play the game at noon, because I can spend some time with my family Saturday night rather than getting home at 2 in the morning. You know, Dave Doran, they'll leave here. If you played at noon, they leave here by about 5, fly to Greenwood 5, they'll be back at 7. They can be home by 8 o'clock at night, something like that. So they'd much rather play earlier to get to spend some time there. But, yeah, they don't care about if game day's coming or don't coming. And to be honest with you, you know what? I'd like for Clemson to get a little bit like Alabama. Alabama doesn't care if game day's there. If you show up, hey, yeah, fine, we're going to play anyway. Show up game day. Game day is a big deal for a lot of folks. Game day for Washington State's a big deal. At certain places, like, okay, yeah, we've done that before.
Yeah, and I agree with y'all about the running game. I said, it's balance, man. Dude, you need the balance. You can't throw the ball all the time. And you'd be like a team like West Virginia who throw the ball, we didn't get beat. Like, they did against Iowa State. So
yeah, hit the mouth at Iowa State.
Yeah, got hit in the mouth because they were throwing the ball all the time. They couldn't get. You run the ball, especially with the way Travis Etienne is running, and then you got all these, and then you got Adam Twist and all those running guys. It's just the physicality, man.
Well, here's the thing: 280 on the ground per game, 250 through the air on the game. It's not like the passing game has not been dynamic and electric, but remember this, even at 250 a game, even with two quarterbacks, even with all the, you know, the big leads late in games and not having to throw it a whole lot, they're still throwing the ball for more yards than they threw it last year at 236 a game. And so they've improved the big play capability in the passing game. I like the screen game a lot better with Trevor Lawrence. That's working a lot more. And I still maintain, and I think John Simpson talked about this yesterday, that the passing game and the threat of the RPOs in the passing game have certainly helped out. I know against Wake Forest it helped out the running game because the guys are, you know, can't really concentrate just on getting upfield and you know, dropping back in your zones and all this kind of stuff, that the running game's there, so, or can't crowd the box because the passing game's there, and it's worked. There's no doubt it's worked.
Yeah, and I think more explosive players this year than you had last year.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. They played 56 players in the first period against Wake Forest. First period. Yeah. I mean, they played four guards in the first period against Wake Forest. So,
all right. Well,
thank you, Devin. Hope you have a great day. That's the biggest thing there.
First quarter against Wake Forest?
Yeah. You can. I know you're a hockey guy. It's okay. There's four periods, too.
No, it's four quarters.
It was quarters, but yeah, you know.
They're not periods in football.
Well, it's the same thing.
It isn't, though.
But it is.
But it isn't.
Now, I got a text message that said, not at the expense of putting games in jeopardy. I don't think playing too many players was the issue at Texas A&M. I don't think playing too many players was the issue at Syracuse. When Dabo, they know the personnel. When they know they're better, they play more players. And that's okay. And there's a difference in the quality of a snap of a game. You know, mop-up duty is like, oh, let's go through the motions and get things out of there. When the game's on the line, I like it. Hey, Jeff on our text line, Healthcare text line. So since you're taking phone calls, these three phone calls, you may want to skip pick 17th or 11 on your power range. Good job, Jeff.
We're doing top 10 today.
No, you're going to be mad at me. We have to do it next time. You're going to be mad at me, man.
Why don't we do 12 instead of 10?
We started it years ago, and it works out timing-wise with the segment.
Okay.
One more phone call. William is in the Peach State of Georgia. Good morning, William. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, Miggy. How are you?
Good. The sun came up yesterday. I know you, some people might not have thought it would for a Georgia fan, but it came up yesterday.
Go Tigers.
Hey, dude, it's like this. You know just as good as I do. I mean, if you take a conference loss in the season, you suck it up and go on. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like with the team and the fans. Now, I'm making excuses for Georgia. They got their butts kicked. I'm hoping it'll be like the Auburn game last year. I'm hoping they'll suck it up and come back and win out, but I don't know. But I don't know if this Georgia team has got what last year's team had. I'll just be honest with you. They're young. And, I mean, I never questioned Kirby Smart until last week. You know what I'm saying? He makes some dumb decisions. And I'm going to call him Mark Rigovic if he's messing with me. But anyway, I'm just getting tired of it. And I don't know what to do about it, but I'm just gonna suck it up and go on. That's all I know to do. Well, I don't think George is done for the year, but I don't know. I just don't know. But anyway, see what you got to say about that and have a good one.
Thank you. We appreciate the phone call.
What are you tired of? You're tired of going to a college football playoff? You tired of the one single loss so far this season? What are you tired of, Georgia? Times are good at Georgia right now, aren't they?
Yeah, these are the glory years, really, for the first time in a long time.
I mean, time you're recruiting at an unprecedented level. What were you possibly tired of?
He didn't like the way Mike ran it down his throat.
I guess so.
Mike the Tiger, that is. I tell you what I'd be tired of if I was a Georgia fan. Playing a bunch of patsies.
Oh.
Nobody would win any records so far.
Oh. But we're going to get the text in a second here, so just prepare yourself.
How are you going to talk about somebody else's record and not mention Clemson's, man? Man? Well, because Clemson's got a tougher schedule than Georgia.
Whoa!
I mean, I can't help that. Isn't that what the facts say?
One may be led to believe that from the facts.
I don't want to.
From the strength of schedule rankings.
I don't want to get in the way of your feelings. But the facts point out.
Just the facts, man.
Right. That Clemson's had a tougher schedule than Georgia so far. And the facts point out Clemson's had a tougher schedule than Alabama so far. So don't want to pee on your parade or anything. Can we do power rankings next segment?
Listen, this is the Mickey Pilot Show. We can do whenever you want to.
Okay.
Hey, you want to?
You want to? Yeah, let's try some power rankings. See how that goes. You're going to be mad at me.
I don't know why you keep saying that.
I only have 12 and 12 in order.
So that's good. Are you tied some people? Is that what it is?
Nope. Nobody's tied for 12th or 11th or 10th or 9th or 8th or 7th or 6th. Nobody's
there's
tied.
No ties in your rankings.
There's no ties in my rankings.
Each team has a designated slot.
1 through 12 they do, yes.
And there's only 12 teams.
It's the official voting of the 12 teams. There's 12
so
teams.
So there's an add-on 13, 14, 15.
Nope.
I don't know where you're going with this, but I have a bad attitude going in.
I know, and you should, because you're going to kill me, but I just felt like, I'll get to it. You'll see what I'm talking about. I'll get to it. I don't have a whole lot of time left in this segment. I only have 1 minute. Did you see the Bill Self text messages?
I have not. I saw the Coach K comments about this is just a blip on the radar and it's not really a big deal.
Yeah, this thing kind of implicates Duke 2 and North Carolina 2.
Which is quite the contrast from Brad Brunell's comments.
Yeah. This thing says, Bill Self, the Adidas guy sent him a text and said, in my mind, it's KU, Bill Self. Everything else falls in line. Two exclusive bad. That's right. This is when they got a big recruit. He goes, that's what's right for Adidas basketball. And you know I'm right. The more you have lottery picks, the happier you are. And that's how it should work in my mind. And Self replied back, that's how it works at UNC and Duke. And this guy hand-delivered a guy to Kansas. And he says, that's how it should work. And then the guy texted back saying, Kentucky too. And the guy says, I promise you, I got this. I never let you down except for DeAndre. I mean, they didn't get one guy went to Arizona, laugh out loud, but we will get it right. He's delivering players to Kansas, and Bill Self said, that's how it works at UNC Duke and Kentucky. Or at UNC Duke, the other guy said, and Kentucky too. And then Roy Williams is like, I'm shocked at all this. I don't know anything about all this. And then Mike Krzyzewski said, oh, this is a blip on the radar screen. Sure. That's what Al Capone was saying about some of the stuff that's going on in his world, you know?
Roy.
Oh, it's not a big deal. Nothing to see here.
Roy. Boo, Roy.
And Gary Parrish writes for CBS Sports, writes in, you know what? He's right. Self is right. That's how it works. I hate this, man. Clean it up, you scumbags. Every single one of you. You're all scumbags.
Love you, Coach Brunell.
No, I'm talking about the Dukes and the Kansases and the Kentuckys and all that.
Every single one of you except Coach Brunell. XOXO.
Dude, clean the thing up. This is your chance.
I'm with you.
You stinking scumbags. You cheaters.
Man.
You got one chance to clean the thing up. Oh, this is a blip on the radar screen. Oh, I never really lost a player. I don't really know. I don't know anything about this. I'm shocked how this is coming out. Scumbags. Hour two, right after this.